You've never heard this song.
I haven't heard what song. What is this?
It's a...
Skechers.
Skechers?
This India guy made a song about Skechers.
India guy?
And they sent it to me.
Indian person?
This song fucking slaps. Episode 65, baby. Let's do it.
Was this a fucking beat drop, too?
Oh, yeah, it's hard.
Oh, beat drops hard? Yo. What the fuck is this shit? How old is this? All right, we're going to stop it. Stop it. Let's actually do a fucking...
It's slap. Dude, this shit slaps. You'll be listening to it in your car.
What's the name of that song?
I'll just send it to you after.
What's it called? So I can tell the fucking audience.
Drip Report Skechers.
Drip
and
report?
I would not know this song existed if it wasn't for all my boys in India who sent me the song. And
shout out to the boys in India. You know, they went from Joe. For all those people who don't know, Joe has insomnia and a very low IQ. So what he likes to no, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
He has insomnia and he likes to fucking go on live at like 4 a.m,
yep.
Which happens to be 5 p.m.
for
India.
And they
that's a wrong time, but it's something like that.
When it's 12 a.m. In the U.S., it's 9 a.m. there. So I'll go live from like 12 a.m. to like 3. Anywhere between that time I go live and there in the morning. Mm-hmm. And they like I get like 50 of them in my life. It's great.
They're all Indian.
They're all fucking Indian.
They're all talking shit to him. Like,
they're
in
teaching
their language.
Me. Dude, they're teaching me their language, dude. It's fucking like Anika Toi Saneta or something like that. It means hello, I love India.
You actually know some of the fucking words?
Yeah, they're teaching me Indian.
They might
man.
Be making you say some fucked up shit.
No, they're not. A couple of times they were. They're like, I was like, I said it, and then he starts laughing. I was like, what did I just say in India? He goes, you have a small peepee. And I was like, ah, you got me. Anyways, so shout out to Ryu. He's a big guy in
Ryu?
India. Ryu? And then
like a literal big guy? Or
no, he's just like a cool-ass dude. And then I go live with this other guy. And he's like the Don of India. I was live with him. I don't know if you were in the live. He's giving me a tour of his house live. And it's like a Scarface house. He goes, I'm the Don of India. And I was like, what, dude? Can I come to India? He's like, you come to India, get whatever you want. I was like, fuck yeah, man. Let's go. And yeah, man. So all of them are in here, dude. All of them are in here. Let's shout out a couple people real quick. Do the sponsors real quick while we're at it.
So what are we doing? Shout outs or sponsors?
We'll do the sponsors and then shout outs.
All right. Well, the... fucking Raise Energy. They give us great energy drinks. It's delicious. Look them up at raiseenergy.com and on all the social media platforms.
Perfect.
You can find them. I don't if Vitamin Shop's back open, they were selling them there.
Yep.
So if you ever go to Vitamin Shop, check them out. They're fucking delicious.
They're delicious.
Clutch, the world's thinnest portable charger. They're fucking incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Sounding not genuine, but it's true. I do believe these things about it.
They're cool.
Raise does taste the best as far as energy drinks go.
Oh, the energy drinks we have are really good.
And the Clutch Charger, they're coming out with a new model soon. So
for Androids, right?
It's going to be dope. Yeah.
Fuck yeah,
not
dude.
Just that. It's a more improved, more life, battery life, all kinds of big things coming from them.
Yeah,
and
dude.
And another huge announcement. We're going to have the CEO of that on soon.
Fuck yeah, dude. Anyway, shout out to all the people that have been messaging us, dude, on Cup of Jokes official podcast page, dude. If they want to fucking search it, dude. We're almost at 2,000 followers.
Yeah,
we need like 120 more. We're there, and they DM us all the time. So shout out to Ryu. His Instagram is REMJUS Sun.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to fucking NVD Nirvana Dikrashana. That's his name. I know. Shout out to all the India people listening to us, dude. And then let's just.
Why do you call them India people?
Well, I don't.
All the Indian.
Because at first I was.
Indian people.
I was calling them Indians. I was like, they're not Indians.
They are. They're literally from India.
No, but they're India. Like, he's like, call us Indias. So Indias. And Malayans. There's India is a huge country, and then there's a city called Malaya in India where they speak Malayan.
I'm very surprised you know any.
Well,
because
they're trying to teach me shit.
Yeah.
Like, you think. Like, you think of Indians, you think of like, oh, la, 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 la.
You think of extremely
like,
racist.
You know, like us taking their land, like fucked up shit like Christopher Columbus did. Like, those are Indians. People in India, like they wear the dot on their forehead, you know what I mean? Boop. All right, cool.
Okay.
No, they cool. And then, dude, let's shout out to fucking
Josh Jewell.
Joshua Jewell.
Shout out to Josh Jewell.
You fucking UPS trader, sick fuck he
works
is.
He works for UPS?
Yeah.
Oh, that fuck.
That fucking guy. God, he said, dude,
isn't it FedEx for life?
FedEx for life, motherfuckers. What are you doing with UPS, Josh? You little bitch ass UPS cocksucker.
Oh, we just got a message right now from Jonathan Lopez.
Just kidding. Okay, just kidding,
let's
Josh.
Let's see what he said. But you said Jake you said is roast fat, you. All the McDonald's food are gone.
Oh my gosh, dude.
Yo, Jonathan Lopez, fucking so
shout out to
me,
Josh.
Bro.
Shout out to Nick Ben. What's this? Benacasa. He said this podcast has inspired me to hit traffic cones with my car. It's a real rush. Not gonna lie.
My dad.
Your dad's calling.
Calling.
Put him up.
Should I answer?
Put it. Speakerphone. Speakerphone. Doesn't matter. Speakerphone.
Hey, Dad. How are you?
How you doing? All right.
I'm doing good. Just recording a podcast.
Oh, are you?
Yeah. You got anything to say?
No, man. I'm just thinking of you boys. How you doing? That's all. It's too bad I couldn't. Too bad we couldn't get together. It's just.
What?
You know. It's just too bad we couldn't get together. You know.
Hmm.
Maybe we can try. Let's see. Maybe next weekend.
Yes, we can. No, this is just getting sad. This is a comedy podcast.
Yeah, don't bring the mood down.
Yeah, you're bringing the mood down. I thought you were going to call
tell
me fat or something.
Tell him to say something funny.
Right, well, listen, are you with a friend?
Yeah, I'm recording a podcast right now with a friend.
All right, listen. See which one of you guys can stretch your balls down to your knees.
All right, I'm going to go now. I love you.
Bye. Love you.
I love you.
Love you, Jake. That. Bye, Jake's dad.
God, it got all sentimental.
Why did he?
He's like, I'm so sorry. I wish you could have came and saw me.
It was like his last. It was like his last day on Earth.
Right?
He's like,
what
hey,
fuck,
sorry,
dad.
I couldn't have seen you. And then something about our balls.
Yeah.
I talk
to him all the time.
So okay, back to the.
That's it. He got like a free TV that he's not using.
He gave you the TV.
He wants me to drive up and come grab it, but it's like 3 hours away.
What's the TV look like?
It's like a 30-inch TV. It's nothing special, but it's a free TV. And I just want to see my dad, but it's
that's true.
3 hours away, and it's fucking Corona time right now.
Very true, very true. Okay. McDonald's. Shout out to Jonathan Lopez.
Yeah,
shout out to Nick. Shout out to Josh. Shout out to Tim. Shout out to Mark. Shout out to all these people, bro. This dude's trying to get me to buy weed off of him.
Who?
He's just sending me pictures of weed.
Is he in Cali or something?
I don't know. He's like, you interested? Are you with me? I'm like, I freak out.
Are you with me?
I freak out over weed, bro. I don't know, man.
Which one of these?
Go down. Keep going down.
He just keeps trying to sell you weed?
No, go up. It's, man, why is your phone so weird?
My phone's perfect, dude. Your phone sucks. All right, what's
anyways,
talk about something actually funny?
So, episode 65 here, dude.
Right, dude.
Man, holy shitballs, dude. How's being... In quarantine. You haven't got your Trump check yet, have you?
I haven't got my Trump check or my unemployment.
Sucks, dude.
Fucking really sucks.
Do you need money?
No, I'm just running through my savings.
How much do you have saved up?
Enough for another 2 months of rent to live comfortably. I've been just running through savings for the past like 4 months.
But when then what?
Or not 4 months. Past
what are we going to do after that?
After that, I have money coming in, hopefully, for my new job.
Yeah,
yeah, man.
You're fucked, dude.
I might be fucked. I'm supposed to pay someone $3,000.
Who?
Fucking this morning. Listen to this fucking text my brother got from us. Me and my brothers are on a family plan, so we save money. And we all just Venmo.
Yeah, each
same
other.
Person. So we all pay for our phone, but it's cheaper.
Okay.
This way. And this is a message my older brother woke up to.
A voicemail?
No, it's a text message.
Read it.
Listen to this shit. Hey, Martin, I know your password is blank. It's the right password.
Wow. How the fuck did he...
Right? He goes, I require your complete attention for the upcoming 24 hours, or I will make sure that you live out of shame. You live out of shame for the rest of your existence.
What the fuck?
I know about... I know just about everything about you. Your Facebook contact list, phone contacts, along with the virtual activity from previous 146 days. My spyware was activated in your device, which ended up recording a lovely video while you were masturbating.
What the fuck?
Simply by triggering your camera. I got the whole recording. If perhaps you feel I am playing around, simply reply proof, and I will be forwarding the particular recording randomly to 5 people in your friends with. Would you be capable to gaze into anyone's eyes again after it? I doubt it. I'm going to make you a one-time non-negotiable offer. Purchase $3,000 worth of Bitcoin and send it to my address. After you
what the
Right? Fuck. And he doesn't even tell us how. He goes, if you do not understand how, look up how to acquire Bitcoin. Do not waste my important time.
Holy shit, dude.
He keeps going. He goes, after you send out this particular, and he puts in quotes, donation, let us call this that, I will vanish and never get in touch with you again. I will delete everything I have in relation to you. You may carry on living your current ordinary day-to-day life with no concern. You have 24 hours.
How long ago was that?
I don't know, but we just sent him a dick pic immediately.
Oh, my God. Shit,
this was 2 days ago.
Man, dude, people are just, like, so desperate for money.
Yeah, dude, sextortion.
Holy fuck.
I was just thinking about it. It's like, if a video got out of me jerking off,
Yeah, who cares?
It sucks. Oh, no, he jerks off. Yeah, he's a 27-year-old comedian.
What would...
obviously, he jerks off.
It'd be weird if you were, like, I don't know how would people...
If you were, like, a priest... And they were like, we got a video of you jerking off.
Yeah, I don't know how it would be. Because, like, I just jerk off, like, I jerk off standing up.
You do?
Yeah. I'll just come on my carpet. and then just clean
it. That
was
a mouthful.
That's a lot. That got intense. You need to, I think you should post that. You should post that. But it's, like, two separate posts, obviously, because it's very long. You should post that. Maybe post it on your Facebook or Instagram, a couple jokes so people could see it.
Yeah.
Somebody's trying to extort you, but that's crazy. Yeah, that's worth a post. That's pretty crazy.
Or
you can make a video of that.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think of a sketch you can make. That's crazy. Do you think it's one of your brother's friends or like maybe one of your...
How funny. No, it's a sex source thing. They're back. It's like a thing.
Really?
Yeah, so if someone gets your phone number and like they see your information, they just basically they can...
Wait, so how do you know the password? He sent the correct password?
I don't know if it's correct, but it's something that my brother... It has something in relation to, like, that only my family would know.
And he knew it.
Yeah, so it's like... It might be, like, an old password or something. It threw me off.
Holy shit, dude. Are you going to send him the 3,000?
Fuck no. It would be a funny video if we get that text message, and I see that, I'm like, oh, my God.
And then you have...
He needs a better quality video, and I set up, like, my 4K camera, and I'm just like, send it to him, like a really good quality jerk-off.
Yeah.
It's like, the front-facing phone camera is shit. Let me send you a better jerk-off video.
Oh, my gosh,
and
dude.
And you send him one?
Dude, what if it's one of our boys in India?
No, because they would be messaging me.
Yeah.
What I think happened is my brother runs an online business, so they were able to get his phone number easily, and they got his name.
Oh, my goodness, dude.
It's from someone whose English isn't the first language because they spell password as pass space word. So it's like it's broken English to an extent.
There goes your
little soul.
There goes your Trump check. It has to go to them.
Nah, suck my dick.
What if they might?
I don't know. It might be. It's either me, my little brother, or my older brother that they're talking about.
Jesus, dude.
Because my older brother's name's on the account, but we all just Venmo. But they might be talking about one of our phones, but my older brother has an Android, so I think it was that one.
What the fuck is going on? Episode 65. Holy shit.
Dude, you weren't ready for that, were
you? No, I wasn't ready for that.
I'm getting extorted.
Man, I'm fucking with UPS.
How nuts is that?
And you're getting extorted.
Yeah, dude.
Holy shit, no. Balls. This is insanity.
It is,
What
dude.
Minute mark are we at?
I don't fucking know.
So I could tell people to listen.
Damn, battery's like about to die.
13.
Low battery.
That's not good. We're going to have to cut it. Well, dude.
We're going to go until... This episode might be a little short. We're going to go until the battery dies, ladies and gentlemen.
Holy shit, balls, bro.
Yeah, dude. Fucking extortion.
Man, I... Fuck.
would that freak you out?
I don't... Like, if somebody messaged me and I have a video... Like, you have a video message me, I'd be like, can I see it first?
Yeah, he said reply proof and we'll send it to your friend.
You should have replied proof.
It was my brother. He sent it to me like 2 days after it happened.
Man.
If it was to me, I'd be like... I would have just been like, LOL.
Yeah.
Send me proof.
I would have sent him a picture back of me. Just like... Do it. You know what I mean?
Go for it.
Yeah. Make me famous.
Or I should just send a video back, a picture back
uh-huh.
of like a girl. I would have like a girl be like, I don't know who this is, but thank you.
Yeah. Dude, you should honestly just tell him to do it and then you sue him for like something.
We can't sue him. I don't know where the
fucking,
fuck he is.
You'll find him. People could find him.
People can find him?
Yeah, dude. I'll hire my friends in India to do it. They all work tech support, dude.
That's pretty funny. This is probably true.
Yeah, they do, bro.
They're all cool, though.
They're cool, man.
Cool. They start commenting on my COD videos.
Yeah, good. I told them.
Warzone videos.
I told
them. You're actually funny.
Dude,
and you're fat.
Yeah, definitely fat. Anytime I'm like, dude, fucking hit us up, message us, and they do, man. They like the support. What's funny is I'll be live with the people in India, and then you'll come in the live, and then they'll roast you.
Yeah.
But they know it's fun and games. But then when like I go live with like a say another random American person, they get so mad. They're like, "No, kick him out right now. Fuck him. Kick him out." They only want me to go live with people, their people from India. And yeah, I love them. I love them all.
Yep.
It's great. It's fantastic.
It's great. It's good stuff.
It's great stuff. Anyways, bro. Holy shit. The coronavirus.
Like, I feel weird still about that shit. It's like, I might get a video of my brother jerking off sent to me.
If you get the video, honestly, just.
Would you watch it? If like you got it sent to you, you'd be like, oh my God, this is it. Would you click and watch your brother whack it?
Yeah.
Just to prove it's him? And be like, yo, dude, they got your ass.
Yeah, I would. My brother's jerking off. My brother's jerking off.
Right, it's something we all do.
Yeah, everybody jerks off.
Mm-hmm.
Man, so what if it's you though?
What they? Oh no, I'm jerking off.
So they have.
You caught me.
They set up a camera somewhere, or they?
They didn't set up a camera. They claim they hacked into your phone camera on the front.
Really?
Yeah.
It's fucking badass, dude.
Every time I jerk it, I cover my phone camera. I try.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's times where I don't. Where I'm like, fuck it. A lot of times I do.
Man, I
get caught up in the moment. I'm like, yeah, this grandma's getting the dick.
Because when I'm doing it.
What?
Yeah, I'll set it like this on like the toilet.
Oh, it's looking right at you.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, that's watching you, bro.
So then I'm just like.
The FBI just sees you going to town on yourself.
Fucking just. Are you
standing up?
No, I'm sitting on the toilet sometimes.
You said you stand up. Why are you sitting on the toilet?
Well,
jerk off in your room.
I do, but sometimes it's different.
I like switching it up. I like to pretend I'm shitting during it.
Dude, last week I did some like huge lotion. Just fucking just put lotion all over my dick.
Huge lotion.
And I just like.
A river of Vaseline.
Sometimes I'm at my parents' house and like I'm so loud that like I feel like they could hear it. I'm like, I gotta do some like distraction music.
Just turn the fucking shower on if you're in the bathroom.
Yeah, but then I'm wasting water. My dad always complains, your fucking shower bill's too high. I'm like, yeah, I know.
The water bill?
Yeah.
He complains about the water bill?
Bro, it's fucking a lot, dude.
No way.
Think about it.
The water's like barely any. It's the only bill that usually costs a lot around here would be your electricity because the AC. Water ain't shit.
Do you pay?
Well, water is an incredible resource.
Do you have a water bill here that you pay?
Yeah.
How much is it?
Me and Reed split it. There's no more than like $23.
23?
A person. 20 to 30 bucks.
Dude, it's weird because like when I was younger, because there's like three of us in the house. Five of us in the house and you're taking a shower. My dad was like a legit shower Nazi.
He was?
Yeah, he would knock on the wall.
Shower Nazi's not good.
Yeah, it's not a good thing.
It's a different type of shower. That's fucked.
All right, maybe. I don't know. That's the only way I could put it.
I know what you mean.
He would knock on the door and be like, hey, come on. What are you, washing a water buffalo in there? And I'm like, what? He's like, enough, man. Because
you should just run by the room. If my brother would be showering, I'd just run by, bang on the door as loud as I can. Just to scare the fuck out of him. I knew they'd be jerking off, too.
Oh, yeah. I jerk off the shower so many times, dude. I take a bath and jerk off.
I'll jerk off in the shower.
Why?
I do and I don't. It's whenever I don't know. I don't plan a jerk off.
This is a sick podcast.
Hell yeah. I'm going to go run in there and take care of myself. We got caught up in it because some dude's filming us jerk off with our own jerk off devices.
With our own jerk off devices.
It's like if you're having sex with a girl and there's like a camera on her forehead. I got you.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, maybe that's what those dots are.
Maybe.
Yeah.
For the Indians?
No. The fucking
Indians.
Yeah, dude.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. If I got caught.
Oh. Ow. Is that a fart?
Yeah. It came out weird.
Joe farted. You guys couldn't hear, but I did.
I've been
sick fuck.
So I've been doing
Uber?
Yeah, man. Yeah, are you need an Uber? I'm telling you.
I don't want an Uber.
Uber?
No.
Come on, man.
I have a truck.
So you make so much money.
Good, but
you make a lot of money,
but I'm not
terrified
of Corona.
But
I don't want to keep exposing myself to people unless I have to.
Yeah, it's true. I picked up these three bitches the other night.
Yeah, they were dogs in his car.
I swear I'm not going to say what I said to Mary because she got mad, and you'll have to definitely edit this out, but I hope they get kidnapped.
What the fuck? Yeah, why?
Because they were just the most disrespectful, annoying cunts that I've ever come in contact with.
How old were they?
23 to 25. I picked them up downtown. They get in the car, just immediately start screaming.
They were downtown. Oh my God. You're
Becky.
There.
Becky, you're tomorrow.
I can't believe Mark wouldn't fuck me.
And then cocaine.
And like
cocaine.
God.
And he wouldn't do it. That's how it's
Brad. Hit up Brad. Yeah. He'll get us coke if we blow him. Bam.
That's exactly what it was like. No exaggeration.
God, that's fucking
three
awful.
Of them in the backseat of my car, bam, just bam. Like that. I was like, you know what? If I was over Lake Jessup, fucking right into the river.
Right. Fuck him, girl. You're way better than him anyway. And, I can't believe you waste your time with him.
And then this bitch-ass blonde cunt, smelly fish fuck. She had the nerve to ask me, are you going to give us 5-star? I'll give you a $10 tip. And I didn't even give a fuck.
What? She was going to give you a tip and you're talking mad shit about her?
On the app.
She's going to give you a tip and 5 stars.
Yeah. Oh, no, me.
So why are we still talking? What? No, she didn't tell me this as a good person.
No, she's a horrible person.
Why is she horrible?
Because I drop her off and she's like, are you going to give us 5 stars? And I was like, she could tell I was not going to. I was like, no, I'm not giving you 5 stars. You fucking kidding me? So then she got out and I gave her 1 star. Then she's like, oh, well, just give me 5 stars and I'll send you a $10 tip. And I knew she wasn't going to send me the tip.
Did she?
No.
Oh, fuck that bitch.
Yeah. Because she was so shit-faced. If she would have been like, if she would have given me $10 right there, I would have given her a 5-star. But
that's someone that doesn't take into account that. That's someone that doesn't take into account that Uber is not just someone's job. You're in someone's car.
Yeah, they just.
And they're like, they walk in. Like, I have friends that do that I'm very close with, and they're cool as fuck to me.
Yeah.
But they'll get in the car and just be like, sir, can you do this? Do this for me. They don't say, can you? They say, hey, turn the AC up.
It's fucking.
They like demand and like talk shit. Like, yo, you've never worked a job that requires you to service people ever in your life, have you?
Nope.
Like, you're being a real prick right now. And a lot of these fucking stupid, like in your case, those are, if everything you said was true, those are stupid bitches.
100% true.
Not every girl that gets into Ubers like that, but those ones in particular
is awful.
Can suck my ass. My ass sucked. That's gross. It's just to demean them.
Oh, dude, I would not suck your ass ever.
You know what, me either.
If I was a girl.
Never, right? Ugh. Yeah, it's gross, right? Ugh.
I looked at my ass today in the mirror.
Have you ever had someone venture down there and you're like, whoa?
Nope. Never.
You like push them away?
I would be uncomfortable.
Yeah, I had someone start moving. I was like, what are you doing?
Was she on LSD?
No, he was on LSD.
Oh my, I would never, I would never let, oh God. Maybe in the shower, but like.
No, I would never.
I think I would, I don't know.
It's trying to like impress you. They're like, I'll do whatever you want.
I would a girl because it looks clean. Like in the shower, it looks clean. You know what I mean? But like,
yeah.
They shit out of there, dude.
They do shit out of there. What? You wouldn't eat ass?
No, I never
Hottest girl in the world. What about that?
You know, I would. I've never eaten Mary's ass.
You know the song, staring at two different views on the window ledge. You know that song?
Yeah, I know.
It's a banger. The girl in that, oh my God.
You would eat her ass?
I would. I know you're loyal and you don't even talk about this shit, but I am a sick fuck right now. I know I wouldn't. I've never eaten ass. I don't know why I'm going deep
ass
in this.
Ass eating is
I'm just
crazy.
Mad because there's a video of me jerking off out there.
I hope it
shows what I was jerking off to. Pegging porn. Featuring grandma tit bags. I don't know.
I didn't win. I hope they release it. I'm gonna text them to say just release it.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be great.
Hopefully, I had it down for some reason. What if I was?
What if the angle what makes
a front facing camera?
What if the angle makes your dick look small?
Like this. I don't have like.
The let me see your. Let me see your. Let me see. Let me see how you jerk off.
I don't. I can't think. I must be looking at the video jerking off. It's just my face. If anything, they just see a really, they see under titty, under man fat boob, and then just a face just like. I've never thought about how I looked jerking it.
You know what?
Unless it's with a girl there, and then I'm just like trying to not look crazy.
You know what? How about we tonight both record ourselves jerking off, send it to each other.
Send it to each other, and then jerk off to that.
No, and then we'll, what?